What about other agents being tested in CLL?
So one drug that actually may be available relatively soon is bendamustine or Treanda. And this is a drug that's actually been around for 30-plus years because it was developed in East Germany. And then after the fall of the wall, it's used extensively in Germany and Bulgaria, but not approved in the rest of Europe or in the United States. And this was taken over by an American company and sold to another American company. And they have a pivotal trial, which has been submitted to the FDA, which is bendamustine versus chlorambucil. Bendamustine is an alkylating agent, and there's some controversy over whether it has nucleoside analog properties. If you look at the structure, there is some significant similarity to a nucleoside analog, although some people say in the biochemical assays it doesn't really appear to function like that. So it's not clear. But the randomized trial is bendamustine versus chlorambucil for frontline CLL. And the data is actually very similar to the trial that I mentioned that led to the frontline approval of alemtuzumab. Similar order of response, significantly better than chlorambucil, progression-free survival of 1 to 2 years. So I think it's very possible that that drug may get approved. They also have applied in lymphoma, and they also have data using it with rituximab. Now, if it doesn't get approved, I don't think in the United States, at least, people are going to run out to use the drug frontline. And the reason I say that is because we have very effective frontline treatments like FR, FCR, and single-agent bendamustine is not going to beat them. On the other hand, when patients relapse, I think a lot of people don't realize is second-line therapy of CLL is more or less frontline therapy, assuming that the patient gets a good response to frontline therapy. If they go 3-4 years, you can retreat them with the same drugs. You won't get quite as good a response, but you will. If you have a very suboptimal response where you don't really want to use the same drugs, then what do? Well, you have alemtuzumab, but it's not particularly good in bulky adenopathy, if that's an issue. And then what else do you have that's approved for CLL? Nothing. So I think this could get a fair amount of play, maybe in combination with rituximab based on the lymphoma data.